This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel, and joining me through space and time is Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited to talk about space travel with our cast.
We're going to get to the incredible cast that we have joining us on the Movie Podcast today. If you didn't, for some reason, read the name of this episode or go to our YouTube or know anything about what's going on today. But I need to ask you, Anthony, because I remember talking to Shay about this in our ISS episode earlier this year. If you had the opportunity, would you go to space?
Yes.
Without question.
Without question.
Wow.
Space to me is like, it's an important thing for me, just space on its own. If I had the opportunity, I would love to travel to space.
I had a dream a few days ago because this show Constellation, which we're going to be talking all about very soon, was on my mind. I had a dream that we had an interview junket in space and the three of us had to be sent up to space to the ISS, to the International Space Station.
I'm dead.
And I was so stressed about it, man. I was just like, man, I don't know if I could do this. We're getting shot into space for these interviews that are only like a few minutes
five minutes long each.
But we have to go through all this training. And I was just like, I literally, it's one of those dreams that I woke up and I didn't know if it was real or not. You know, when your brain tricks you, the brain's a very powerful thing.
What were you feeling when that happened?
I woke up in my bed and I just remember panic. And I remember thinking, how do I get out of going to space? And then I realized, I'm like, oh my God, that was just a dream. But I was so convinced that it was real. But you know what? I feel like if we were ever presented the opportunity to go to space, Apple, if you want to send us to space, we're down. The three of us sign us up. We'll do it.
Space is it's a lonely place because there's not a lot of help. You know, you can't call your parents. You can't call your loved ones. You could call them remotely, satellite, but they can't really do much if you're trapped out there. And there's not a lot of people who can really come and save you when you're out there. So that is one of the fears and risks you take when you go to space. And even when you think about, I want to go to space, there's always this fear of like, what if I get trapped there? And that is, you know, the most common thing to think about when you get asked this question. But for me, I think space is so important because there's so much out there. And it is one of the most important things we can do as a human civilization, other than health and taking care of the poor and feeding the world and giving everyone drinking water. I think after that, space is a very important aspect of us, human civilization, to prolong and what's out there and discovering what's very interstellar. That's just that idea of what's out there? What can we do?
I like that you brought up Interstellar because one of our special guests on the show today actually brought up Interstellar as a big inspiration to the show. And of course, the show we are talking about today is Constellation. This is an Apple TV Plus original series. And I want to say thank you to our friends at Apple TV for inviting us to watch the show, for inviting us to do these interviews. We have an incredible lineup of special guests joining us because on the Movie Podcast today, we have Noomi Rapace, Jonathan Banks, James Darcy, William Catlett, and director and executive producer Michelle McLaren, and creator, writer, and executive producer Peter Harness of Constellation joining us on the show today. Anthony, you and I are huge Breaking Bad fans. We had Mike Ehrmantraut on our show, which was absolutely Incredible. And then Michelle McLaren, of course, who directed so many iconic episodes of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, which is another show I absolutely adore. It was a very surreal moment. So it was just what an incredible lineup that we have. Again, we never take these opportunities for granted, but what an awesome show we have coming up for you right now.
Yeah, Jonathan Banks has been a character that I feel like I've seen so many times in my life, but it's really Breaking Bad that he shines. And he's, you know, I think if you go through his IMDb list of films, you're like, oh my God, he's in this. But like Breaking Bad is that one role where he just shined, and he just had like this presence of who he was and what he was supposed to do. And then it's surprising that it's not surprising, but it's nice to see that he's continuing his acting career, but like being more of a forefront star, because, you know, I would say he's like that side character, but now he's actually shown more, especially in Constellation as a primal figure of this series. He shines. Like, he is a very, very interesting dude. And as you go through this series, you're going to see, you don't know where his motives lie. And that was my biggest takeaway with his character.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, he's such an incredible actor. Wherever he shows up, he always steals the show. And he is so damn good in Constellation, as is the entire cast. And of course, James Darcy, who we just saw in Oppenheimer a million times in theaters and watching it at home. I'm so glad that I got to drop, you know, that apple bite that he did in Oppenheimer, which really just, you know, stuck the knife in. But wow, God, we're so lucky to do what we do. This really is a show that captivated me, and I just dove into the first episode. And you know, we're lucky that we got to watch the series to do these interviews. There's no spoilers, don't worry. But it really reminded me like of Ad Astra, of Interstellar. And then on the game side, it reminds me of like Control or Returnal. It has like this space, what's real, what's not happening, you're trying to figure it all out. It's really, really cool. So if you want to check out Constellation, we highly recommend that you do. It makes its debut Wednesday, February 22nd. That is tomorrow on Apple TV Plus, followed by one new episode weekly. So this is going all the way through March. So if you're looking for a great show to occupy your time, this is the one. Again, we've been really lucky with some incredible shows so early in 2024, and I'm really hoping that it continues. But if you want to support the Movie Podcast, if you want to follow us on socials, make sure you check out our show notes, because we have links to all of our social accounts, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, wherever you want to follow us, we're there. If you want to support us by helping us keep the lights and the mics on, we have a Patreon. You could toss a couple bucks our way, get ad-free episodes, and support us in whatever tier that you want. And of course, if you want to see video versions of everything that we're talking about today and everyone who we're talking to, check out our YouTube and join our Discord. We have everything you need to know in the show notes below. But without further ado, please welcome the cast and creators behind Apple TV's Constellation. Peter, Michelle, how are you both doing?
Great.
Good. How are you, Daniel?
It's a pleasure meeting both of you. I just need to first come out and say congratulations on this show. It is so phenomenal. I'm literally on the edge of my seat every single episode. I have a couple episodes left to finish, and I had to literally pull myself away to come speak with you lovely people, which I'm so glad I get to.
Fantastic.
But it truly is incredible. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is great to hear. Just talking to you guys is the first feedback we're getting. So, you know, all praise gratefully received.
Yes, definitely. And I'm so excited to talk more about it. But, you know, Peter, for yourself, you know, you've been working on this series for a while. How does it feel now to finally have it coming out into the world and ready for audiences to just join this new universe?
It feels great, but I mean it's uncertain. It's very weird to have had it like in my head all this time and then show it to people, and I'm just very curious as to what people will make of it, because I don't think it's similar to too many things. I think it's its own thing, and you know.
Yeah, no, it is. It's so unique, and I think that's what's so fascinating about it. And I'm curious for both of you, has working on the show ignited any type of interest of ever traveling to space for yourself?
I'm a bit horrified of going to space. Yeah. I think if I didn't have any family or anybody who would care whether I was here or not, I might give it a go. But I watch these guys going up there, and I think, oh, just what if you suddenly decided halfway through that this wasn't for you?
Yeah,
I just kind of see myself going, no, stop.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, we've had to do a deep dive into space travel, and just looking at the Soyuz and how tiny it is and how it's held together is terrifying. I think astronauts are so brave. I feel like of course, it's not completely relatable, but we've taken a deep dive into being on the ISS and spacewalks, and I admire them so much. I don't want to go up there, but I really admire them.
I love that. Now, Michelle, you've just full disclosure, huge fan of Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. You've directed some of my absolute favorite hours of any entertainment. So just it's an honor to be speaking with you. But I got to ask, you know, you're re-teaming with Jonathan Banks. What that makes me so happy. You know, what's it like working with him now in an entirely new universe?
It's awesome. When I talked to Peter about it and the other producers, and we all decided Jonathan would be amazing, I called him on a Friday. I said, I'm going to send you a script. I think you're going to love it. And he called me Saturday morning and said, I'm in. And I feel that this is very different. It's such a departure from what Jonathan usually plays. I've known Jonathan for over 30 years. So we're good friends. We go way back. And I love seeing him take on a new challenge like this. And I mean, I'm not surprised at all that he delivers beautifully. And it's been really fun working with him again.
Oh, that, yeah. And with that voice of his, I mean, he could just ask me to do anything. I'll just be like, I trust you. You sound like a man that I should trust. So 100%. For both of you, I'm curious, you know, I know this series started with some, you know, some real life inspirations behind it. And you looked at, you know, the ISS and everything. What in the world of fiction that you guys look at, did you look at any type of space films, or were you looking at, you know, films outside the sci-fi genre for inspiration while working on the look of the show?
Well, I mean,
space shows, we looked at Interstellar and Gravity and Ed Astor. But one of the shows that really influenced me, one of the movies that really influenced me, it's not in space, is Bridge of Spies, because of the paranoia, the voyeuristic quality to it, because we wanted to incorporate that into the show. Plus, we were shooting in outside of Berlin and Potsdam, and I drove over that bridge to the studio every day.
Wow.
So it was pretty, that was very inspiring. And I always seem to watch The Insider. Whenever I'm doing something where you're dealing with voyeurism, with mirrors, reflections, transitions, alternate reality, kind of feeling like somebody's watching you, I find that a very inspirational film.
But I think in terms of space, the most compelling stuff is the raw footage that you get from up there, and mm-hmm. you know, you can sit and watch 5 hours of that without blinking, and it's just so mesmerizing. And I think
that was a massive influence for us.
Yeah, you see that in the show, and again, the performances are incredible. The show looks phenomenal. I'm really excited to see where things will go in following seasons. I just want to say to both of you, thank you so much for sharing your time, and I really hope we get to talk to you guys again.
Thank you so much. Lovely meeting you.
Noomi, Jonathan, how are you both doing?
Swell.
So good.
I'm so delighted to be talking with you. Jonathan, happy birthday. I'm so happy that you're sharing your time with me today on it.
So glad I'm still here.
We're just delighted. I have to just first start off by saying how much I'm adoring the show. You are both so phenomenal in it. And I really have been at the edge of my seat watching every single episode of it. As both your characters are astronauts, has it ignited any type of ambition for both of you to ever want to travel to space?
Yes and no. I mean, it was quite trippy for me shooting. I was up there, you know, it was like 2 months or something when we shot the two first episodes, and it really got into my dreams. I felt trapped. I was alone. I was trying to survive. And that is like sort of like a physical memory in my body. Sorry. What do you say, Mr. Bell?
I say the power of suggestion over a period of time. Normally, I am a creature. I need my comforts. I need the beer close by. I need to be warm. But I've been a part of this, and also just part of the interview process, where it really ignites Well, maybe that'd be pretty cool.
It would be very, very cool. Maybe one day. Maybe one day it would just be accessible.
What about yourself?
Man, I'm like Jonathan. Like I like having my comfort, but you know, it would be an experience. How could you turn it down, right?
Yeah.
But no, Jonathan, for yourself, you know, you're re-teaming with Michelle McLaren on this, someone who has directed some, I think, of my favorite episodes of television ever in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. What was it like re-teaming with her on a project like this and, you know, creating a new world?
I want to tell you a story. First of all, okay, let's get it straight. I'd follow her anywhere. But I am one of those actors on the set that I am, you know, a consummate pain in the ass that I'm going, come on, let's go. What are you doing? What are you doing? She walked across the stage floor one time, not Constellation, but another time. She put her finger in my chest and she went, do I make you look good? And I went, yes, dear.
It's them at all.
You have an incredible performance in the show. And newbie for yourself, you know, there's a scene in the first episode where your character Joe is just looking out into space and you're on limited life support. You are just isolated mentally and physically. Where are you going to really prepare yourself to take on a challenge like that as an actor?
Well, I did a lot of training and physical preparation, rehearsals with the team, wire work, you know, being hooked up on a crane and like finding my balance points, and like different scenes require different things, and you know, kind of floating around the corner is one of the hardest things you can do, believe it or not. So it was a lot of that, but like psychologically, like I've strangely enough felt since I was quite young that I'm on a journey myself, and I need to figure out my, you know, I need to solve things, and it's like, it's kind of up to me if I want to get out of this or if I want to move on to something brighter and more hopeful and better, you know. So I have a kind of strong drive, and I've always, I said to you before, there was like when I was 7 or something, I realized it was a huge, sad discovery that no one else can actually know what's going on in my mind. And so I kind of tapped into myself and my biggest fears of loneliness and never returning to the ones I love. And, you know, yeah.
There's a lot there, and you guys are, like I said, incredible in this series. I'm so excited for everyone to watch it. I wish we had more time today, but I did want to say thank you to both of you. Jonathan, I hope you have a great rest of your birthday, and just really quickly, your performance as Commissioner Gordon in Batman Arkham Knight is one of my all-time favorites, so just thank you for that.
Dude, I wish you were here. I would just brag on you about being 12 years old forever.
I'm happy. I would gladly accept it. Thank you.
Oh, man. You're a pleasure.
James, William, how are you both doing?
Good, mate. How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you both. I, you know, have to first start off by saying just congratulations to both of you. The show is incredible. I've been on the edge of my seat watching every single episode of it, which has been a great time and also very scary time as well, too. But I've been loving it. It's been great.
That's fantastic that you've enjoyed it, if that's the right word.
Now, no, right out the gate, I want to ask both of you, having a series surrounded by outer space and what's real, what's not, has this series ignited any type of, you know, ambition of ever wanting to go to outer space, to space travel?
Most of my conversation with Peter Harness that didn't involve trying to figure out what was happening in the show was about how could Magnus go into space in season 2. I'm absolutely... Magnus or James determined to see the rings of Saturn.
I don't know. Elon's doing a lot of great things, you know, with the space program. You know, it would just, to, you know, how does the body react? Speaking to Scott Kelly and knowing that if you're in space in 0G for a year, you know, you got to relearn how to walk again. Your body is different, you know, it's hard on your body. So it's not just, you know, so much of, oh, I want to go to space. It's like, what is it going to cost? And that, you know, brings me to the thought of the show itself. Watching this show is going to cost you something, you know, it's going to cost you to feel, it's going to cost you to challenge yourself and, you know, think about family and different ideals and what is love, what is trust, what is faith, what is loss. And so in going to space, I think it's a great question, because we do that in our own mind, in our own conversation. Sometimes we're there present and sometimes we're not. And I think Constellation does a great job of that.
What I find so fascinating about this show is as I'm watching it, I am constantly asking myself, I'm like, is this happening? What is real? What is going on? Do you two like knowing where the series is going? Like, are you getting the full script? Do we even want to know ahead? Or do you like kind of in seeing it as the show is coming out? James, we can start with you.
I did read all 8 episodes fairly early. I think they changed. Well, no, they didn't change. They were brilliant when I read them, and then they became more and more and more brilliant as time went by. I don't know that having access to all 8 episodes answered all the questions that I had and continue to have, and you know, it is a very fast-paced meditation on the nature of reality. It's a sci-fi, but then it seems to be a conspiracy show, and then it actually is a thriller. No, wait a minute, hold on, it's a family drama. It's all of those things, but hopefully at the core of it all, it's about the nature of being human, what it is to be human. And that's what I hope, you know, through Numi's character, who's obviously struggling to keep up with what's happening, but through the young girl, through Alice's eyes, we really can be rooted into the craziness of the show from there.
I love that. William, how about yourself? Did you like knowing what was coming or what was really happening in the world? Or did you like being, you know, kept in the dark a little bit?
Well, I was kept in the dark from the beginning. The only thing I received at the audition were the sides. And then I arrive in Berlin and I'm having a dinner with Michelle and Joseph and Peter. And they say, what did you feel when you read episode 6? And I looked at them and I said, I haven't read it because I don't have it. And they said, so you mean you came all the way from America to Berlin and not knowing how your character ends up? And I was like, well, when I read it, it was so beautifully written. And I'm a lead in the show, so I guess I'll stick around for a little bit, you know? But reading Peter Harness' work is a dream come true as an actor, to have to read something and it just jumps off at the page. And Paul goes on an emotional roller coaster of different emotions, and so does Joe. And I'm recalling a scene where Joe has an accident, and it's a horrific accident, and I'm there with her, and the other astronauts are coming in, not to give too much away, but I'm with her for a moment that only her and I can understand. And the writing and the cinematography and the directing, I mean, this is like a brilliant masterclass of artwork. And I'm excited for the viewers to watch it. And I know Constellation will be a great hit.
Yeah, I'm so excited for audiences to watch it. It truly is a phenomenal show. There's so much to look forward to. And just really quickly, as I wrap up, so say, James, your performance, your scenes in Oppenheimer were so impactful, and it's still something that I think about constantly every time I've watched it. So just thank you.
Wow,
no problem. Yeah, great Oscar bite. One of my favorites. Mm-hmm.